This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of people protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized and would act accordingly. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January. He had been in Berlin for nearly 5 months undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack the opposition politician has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denied involvement but refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. Navalny now faces the possibility of a 3.5-year prison term over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 suspended sentence. The European Court of Human Rights has deemed the charges baseless. The United States and its European allies have condemned Navalny's detention and the aggressive Russian government response against the demonstrators. The Kremlin has countercharged that the West is interfering with its internal affairs. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred Sunday near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel and many of the people inside were rescued, including Somalia's former state minister for defense. VOA News. A team of World Health Organization scientists investigating the source of the coronavirus visited a wet market in Wuhan, China on Sunday. A cluster of cases were linked to a seafood market when the novel coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan in late 2019. Since then, the coronavirus has infected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way into humans. It's a question that could take years to answer. The WHO says the team is also planning to visit the Wuhan Institute of Virology and laboratories at state-owned facilities. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians. The Israeli government says it is not responsible for the Palestinians. Russia reported Sunday there have been more than 18,000 new COVID cases in the previous 24 hours. The United States remains the country with the most cases at more than 26 million. It's followed by India with 10.7 million and Brazil with 9.1 million. This all according to Johns Hopkins University, which runs the Coronavirus Resource Center and tracks COVID-19 statistics. The Associated Press has analyzed data from 17 U.S. states and two cities concerning the racial breakdown of Americans receiving the COVID vaccine. The analysis indicates vaccination rates for African Americans are, quote, significantly lower than those for the general population. This despite the fact that African Americans make up an oversized percentage of the nation's healthcare workers who were at the front of the line for vaccinations. In North Carolina, black people are just 11% of the vaccine recipients, even though they make up 22% of the population and 26% of the healthcare workforce. The New York Times has reported that Los Angeles County data has also revealed racial disparities in the COVID pandemic. The mostly Latino neighborhood of Pacoima, the Times said, has one of the highest case rates in the nation, roughly five times the rate of COVID-19 cases. It is much richer and whiter, Santa Monica. And a key economic advisor of the Biden administration says President Joe Biden is willing to consider changes to his proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package so that money is sent to Americans who need it the most. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.